website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. The Middle East, there was an attack over the weekend, Friday, in Jerusalem. I've been talking and presenting to this audience for, I'd have to go back to previous programs and find out how long I've been discussing the matter of a coming war in the Middle East where Israel is going to be forced to engage with terrorists in the surrounding nations. This will happen. I didn't know what had happened on Friday with the synagogue attack and yesterday's program on the Olive Tree program. I've been for the last 2 weeks talking about the prophecies in Psalm chapter 83 about Israel's coming conflict in the Middle East with the terrorist groups in Lebanon, Syria, present-day Jordan, in the Gaza Strip, West Bank. So I'll go with an article. This was Friday, Zero Hedge. 8 people killed, 10 more wounded. A gunman opened fire in an East Jerusalem synagogue Friday night. And the attack came amid soaring tensions between Israel-Palestine, between these two groups, between the nation of Israel and Palestine, some of the worst attacks in decades. Thursday was the deadliest day in the occupied West Bank in 2 decades after Israeli armed forces raided a building in Jenin and killed 9 people. In response, rockets were fired into Israel from Gaza. The Palestinian Authority halted all security coordination with Israel. This war that God spoke about in the book of Psalms, Psalm 83, I'm trying to remember how many 2,400 years ago, I'd have to look, has been a prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled. And Israel, in this war, in Psalm 83, makes it clear that Israel will not have a choice. There'll be no debate. Israel will willingly take out all of the enemies that surround the nation of Israel, to the north, to the east, to the southwest in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank, and down toward the southern portion of Israel to the east. And Psalm 83 makes it clear and identifies the people. And it would be the children of Lot, Ammon, and Moab, the brother of Jacob, Esau, the Palestinian people, the people that live in Canaan or the Gaza Strip, Syria, the terrorists in present-day Damascus, who are being funded and given direction by Iran. Also in Lebanon, the terrorist groups there, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them. Going on with the article, on Friday, Israeli Defense Force said fighter jets bombed Gaza, targeting what's believed to be a military base and an underground rocket manufacturing plant operated by Hamas. While all eyes are on Ukraine, Israel continues to drop bombs on Gaza and Syria regularly. No one even bats an eyelash. I have been frequently through the last 3, 4 months, 5 months, talked about everything that's happening in Ukraine, but I haven't forgot to mention to this audience that the Middle East is really where we need to watch. We need to watch what's happening in the Middle East. Now, second article, that again was out of Zero Hedge. The second article is out of Breitbart.com. This happened on Saturday. Benjamin Netanyahu, he came out and made a statement. And the article, the title, headlines, Netanyahu vows strong, swift response to the deadliest Palestinian terror attack in over a decade. And I have been talking, especially since Benjamin Netanyahu became prime minister again, and I believe, and I will continue to present this point to you, Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister that is going to be the king of Israel and lead Israeli defense forces into the coming battle, and no one will stop it. America won't stop it. The UN won't stop it. Arab nations won't stop it. EU. I'll continue with that thought in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being,
I'll go to another article, again out of Breitbart.com, to finish my thought on Benjamin Netanyahu. The Arab world, the terrorist world, they did not want Benjamin Netanyahu to resume his leadership as Prime Minister in Israel. This is the worst of the worst, a bad scenario for them. All during, except for Benjamin Netanyahu's first term, Benjamin Netanyahu, in his first time as Prime Minister, he had considered giving away land and concessions to the Palestinians. And when he resumed the second time as Prime Minister, he had been warned not to, how would I phrase it? He had the way I understand it, he had a Christian pastor come to him and basically warned him that the reason that he was removed from power is because he was giving away the concessions he was planning to make with the terrorist group negotiations. And the Christian pastor, I believe, from Africa, told him that God would put him back in again to resume as Prime Minister, but he would have to scuttle his initial direction and do everything and would never be allowed to make concessions with the enemies of Israel again. And he has been good to not to, he has been, he hasn't given away anything. He has become firm with each succeeding time as Prime Minister. This time, Benjamin Netanyahu is more focused, more determined. He'll be more thorough to not allow the enemies of Israel to get one more victory. The terrorist groups, they know that Benjamin Netanyahu is more determined now than ever before, and not only is he determined, but they know that Israel has never been this strong as a nation. They are stronger than they have ever been. They are more balanced than they've ever been. Other than the far-left, communist, socialist, fascist groups within Israel, they are not in agreement at all with Benjamin Netanyahu, but Benjamin Netanyahu has the favor of the people of Israel. They want protection. They want to be... they want to expand into building homes. They're in a good situation economically. They have plenty of energy. They are at the top. They are some of the best minds when it comes to computer science, technology, weapons for war, their Iron Dome system. They have been spending the last 2-3 years developing that Iron Dome shield over their nation to be even more powerful. Not only can they stop what's coming over as far as missiles that can do anything other than just a mortar, but they can immediately target where that projectile came from, and they can take it out immediately. So this is why the terrorist groups surrounding Israel are concerned. They're not going to sit. They can't. They won't. They are going to, there's a campaign already with all of the Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them. They are already having conversations about a massive attack on Israel. Excuse me. And Israel knows about it. And Benjamin Netanyahu is getting ready for it. Now, I'll go on with this article. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday night, listen to this, vowed a strong, swift, precise weapon response to deadly terror attacks in Jerusalem and proposed stripping Arab attackers with Israeli citizenship of their Social Security benefits in addition to arming more Israeli civilians. I've told you, and he's doing it. You're not going to mess with this man. This king of Israel is going to take Israel into this coming conflict and going to be 100% victorious, to the point where when the war is over, Israel will occupy and control present-day Jordan. Israel has been commanded never to expand their borders except into territories that actually belong to them. And present-day Jordan actually was given to Israel by God for future purposes in the distant future, which meaning today. Because Israel has to have an additional real estate. She has to increase and double her size, double plus. And she's going to increase her real estate to the east of the Jordan River. 7 people were murdered, including children, in a terrorist shooting attack on Friday evening in Jerusalem's Neve Yaakov neighborhood while they were leaving a synagogue after Shabbat services. The attack occurred on International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The terrorist, identified as a 21-year-old resident of eastern Jerusalem, was shot dead by police while attempting to flee. A second attack took place the following morning when a 13-year-old terrorist opened fire on a group of Israelis outside the old city of Jerusalem, severely wounding 2 people, a father and a son. The younger victim, the son, an off-duty soldier, managed to shoot the terrorist, as did another member of the group, wounding him. "Whoever tries to harm us, we will harm him and those who help him," Netanyahu said at the start of an emergency meeting of the security cabinet. "We will steal and demolish terrorists, their houses, in an expedited fashion in order to exact an additional price from those who support terrorism. This process already started yesterday and is in progress," Netanyahu stated. He said the cabinet would discuss expediting the procedure by which Israelis can receive gun licenses, which in Israel is known for being a laborious process that is hindered by excessive red tape. But the cabinet was also slated to discuss removing national insurance benefits from terrorists who hold Israeli citizenship or residency rights. Israeli Police Commissioner Kobi Shabtai called on Israelis with firearm licenses to carry their guns. The IDF on Saturday deployed 3 more battalions in the West Bank amid the escalation of violence. The attack followed Thursday's IDF raid on the West Bank city of Jenin, in which 9 people, most of whom were terrorists, were killed. The terrorists were planning a large-scale bombing attack against Israel, Gaza-based Israel. the Gaza-based terror groups later launched a barrage of rockets into Israel. The Palestinian Authority announced it would be cutting security cooperation with Israel as a result of the raid. End of the article. Now, they, by cutting security cooperation, this means there's not going to be any dialogue. This means that right now, all the terrorist groups surrounding Israel, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Damascus, in present-day Jordan, down southern Jordan, along the coast just north of Aqaba, in the Gaza Strip, they now are all working together, and Israeli intelligence is going to find out exactly what they're up to. The coming conflict, this coming conflict, I should say, and it is coming, and when it does come, this time, because Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister, he will not back down from pressure by America, UN, not by the EU nations, not by the Arab nations surrounding Israel. Netanyahu, his resolve this time, and they're ready. He will take out all of the enemies of Israel and secure Israel's borders. And at the one of the major, I mean, there will be major things that will happen. The greatest is the present-day nation of Jordan will become Israeli property. The whole nation. Secondly, the old ancient city, the old one of the oldest cities known, Damascus, is going to be leveled. And many of the verses in the scripture, in Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Israel is going to keep the princes, the important people in Damascus and in Jordan, Ammon, they're going to be taken captive. They will not be destroyed. The Hamas leaders, Hezbollah leaders, terrorist leaders, they will exit this life. The people in the world, they'll be upset because Israel has expanded her territory. They will be upset because Israel will destroy Damascus. They're going to be upset because Israel is going to be victorious. Obadiah, a little book in the Bible, Obadiah focuses on one battle, just one. Obadiah talks about the war of Israel, like eagles, going into the present-day Gaza Strip and taking out all of the enemies of Israel by air. The women and children are going to be allowed to be spared. They will have to relocate either north toward Turkey, or they're going to have to move into Saudi Arabia. But God is not targeting the women and the children. Even in Damascus and in Jordan, the main leaders, they are going to be prisoners. And this is why the world is going to scream. Not that their nations got destroyed, but because Israel has taken these little princes as prisoners. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be back in a little bit. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving YRefi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with YRefi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YRefi24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YRefi24. You will be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter
word.
Hello,
friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM. Every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
It's no joke. There is a bad moon on the rise. Now, I'm going to just present a little bit more about what will happen in this coming conflict. Every time that Israel has had to go to battle to protect herself from terrorists, every time, immediately, diplomatic forces, the PLO, all of the terrorist groups, immediately, once they're, you might say, ready to tap out, they are, they actually, when they are, like the last conflict they had before when Benjamin Netanyahu in his last time as prime minister, Israel was beating these terrorists, inflicting so much damage that the Palestinian leaders knew that if they didn't bring some kind of a truce, it would be over for them. America, the UN, all of these diplomats from all over were working and begging Israel to back down to stop, and they did. This time, Benjamin Netanyahu will not stop. This time, Benjamin Netanyahu, he will make sure that to the north, all of the terrorist groups are neutralized. In present-day Jordan, neutralized. Down south, where the children of Esau, Jacob's brother, lived, will be completely powerless. In the Gaza Strip, powerless, no longer a threat. Within the nation of Israel, all the terrorist groups, all the individuals, they're part of these groups that antagonize the enemy within, the adversary, are going to be neutralized. They're going to be completely dealt with in the Gaza, in the West Bank. They're going to be removed. This time, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be thorough. America is going to attempt this time to stop the conflict. It won't. This time, America, it won't have any say in the matter. Arab nations, Turkey, all of the other nations in the surrounding area will not have a say. NATO will not have a say. Because you see, since Israel became a nation, all of the nations have interfered with Israel's destiny. They've interfered with what God stated would happen in Psalm 83, in verses in Ezekiel, in Jeremiah, in Isaiah. Isaiah says that Damascus will be completely destroyed in the decade, in the early part of the decade before Christ returns, in the final decade. The war in Psalm 83 will take place early in the final 10 years before Christ returns again. And what's happening now in Israel, Russia is watching it. Now, Russia, I'm going to go ahead now and slip into another part of the piece of the puzzle. Okay? Russia is, they are being so successful in this war in Ukraine. They are destroying the economies of the NATO nations. The NATO nations are having to ante up wealth that they could be spending on their infrastructure and other things, debt. The European nations are being destroyed because of having to fund this war in Ukraine. Not only fund it, but they're sending their military assistance. NATO, European nations, then United States of America. We've sent $100 billion, and all of this does not reach the battlefield. Don't be deceived. This doesn't reach the battlefield. Most of it reaches the pockets, lines of pockets of corrupt Republicans in this country. Corrupt, corrupt Republicans, corrupt. Just as corrupt as the Democrats that are receiving kickbacks. The conservative Republicans, that's a different group. The MAGA people, different group. I'm talking about the rhinos like Lindsey Graham, this criminal. And who's the guy that's married, sleeping with the enemy, Mitch McConnell, sleeping with his wife? She was Secretary of Transportation. Who do you think that during the Trump administration, who do you think she's working deals out with? She's Chinese. She's still loyal to the Chinese party. She's still a communist. She's a card-carrying communist, married to Mitch McConnell, a card-carrying communist, maybe. Sleeping with the enemy, McConnell. That money that's going to Ukraine is going into the hands of corrupt Republicans. Totally corrupt, always been corrupt, will continue to be corrupt Republicans to the very end, that are working with the globalists in a global agenda, a satanic Luciferian objective, and they, the American people, keep voting these people in. But the Bible says that the American people will be deceived and vote them in. They're just as corrupt as the Democrats, globalists, Luciferians, and the American people still don't have a clue. They don't understand the nature of this beast empire. The nature of the beast empire. Two great facets of this empire that are part of continuity of government is the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. They're part of a major part of continuity of government put in place to protect this nation, this government, not the American people. Don't misunderstand me. They're not in place to protect the American people. They are in place to protect the system, the globalist system of the land of the plumed serpent. You're getting a greater, better understanding. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley. 970-443-5654.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today, or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Okay, now, one thing I forgot to mention about Benjamin Netanyahu. He won't yield this time to the UN to America, to other nations. Basically, he will not yield to the wishes this time of the New World Order. This is who he has decided not to yield to, even though Israel is very involved with the New World Order. Has to be, according to prophecy. But this time, Netanyahu is going to go against the wishes of the rulers of empire, of the rulers of the unipolar West. He will not listen to them. His nation must win this coming battle. There's not going to be little more skirmishes up the road that'll last about a month or 3 weeks, and then they come in and attack and back out and regroup and rearm and come in and attack and back out. No, that pattern is over. This time, Netanyahu is going to do it right. The New World Order is not going to be happy. Soon after, then Russia is going to come with other nations. Now, going back to Russia, here's what happened in the last year. When Russia went into Ukraine, Russia's doing exactly what America and Russia and England and the allied nations did with Adolf Hitler. America, England, Russia, they were all fighting for the documentation. Whoever got in to Germany first received the most documentation. Whoever got to the bunkers, whoever got to the filing cabinets. Well, over the last 11 months, Russia has also been going into Ukraine, into these centers, into these bio labs, and getting as much information and files and hard drives and everything. Now, according to whatdoesitmean.com, you can find it there. This is on today's article. Materials, to see here, over the period of the time that the special military operation, which has been 11 plus months, Russian troops have secured over 20,000 documents, references, and analytical materials, and interviewed eyewitnesses and participants in American military biological programs in the Ukraine. These documents, these materials, confirm the Pentagon's intention to create biological weapons and components and test them on the population of Ukraine and other countries, how about the whole world, along the perimeter of our borders, as part of activities to wind down military biological operations in Ukraine. The United States are proactively engaging the material base of chemical and pharmacological plants of Poland and the Baltic states. So they're moving everything out of Ukraine. Why? Because this has been the center of overt biological programs to destroy mankind, I believe. Furthermore, equipment from the Ukrainian territory was delivered there. To where? They're getting it out of Ukraine. They can't leave it there because Russia is going in, and the first thing Russia's doing is securing these labs. So they're having to move them. And the thing is, they're moving them where? To Poland. This is why Poland is being paid handsomely by the United States government to go along with the unipolar plan of the West, America, Empire, and other Baltic states. You see, this research, this is what happened with Adolf Hitler. We went in, we confiscated the materials or all the documentation, and then what we did is we re-engineered everything that Hitler had. We just modernized everything and took it off into another area. Where did we take it? Ukraine. And it wasn't, it didn't, most of these programs weren't conducted in America, like Plum Island, things like that. Yes, some were. They have the big new facility now in Kansas somewhere. They're going to have another facility here to study bats and viruses and mRNA research. Don't think they're not going to do it right here in Fort Collins, right here at the CIA-operated CSU biological labs in this state. You can go online and you can look and see what they're doing at CSU and what they're doing at CU. Why is Google in Boulder, Colorado? Because CU needs to generate the computer petabyte power of Google. Who else needs it? The geo center there at NCAR. They need petabytes, and Google's going to supply it. And NCAR and what's the other one? NOAA. Right here in Colorado. And just north of Colorado, right there just west of Cheyenne. Christ said nothing will be hidden.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
I only have so many minutes, so I try to present what I feel is the most important for the audience. Now, with this matter of biological weapons, you don't destroy the laboratories. When we went into Germany, we didn't destroy anything. We kept it intact. The documentation came back with the ways in which they created things, with all of their, not just the science, but and their documentation, but with the equipment. You relocate it. Why do you need to destroy it? Because what Adolf Hitler was doing was of great interest to the occult world in the United States of America. When the movie Frankenstein came out, this was just the Luciferian, the satanic people basically letting the world know what their future intentions were. Their intention was to be able to take a human and take parts from another human, and you got just basically, let's say an individual is in a car wreck, well, I don't know, for example, and he needs an arm, he needs a this, he needs a that, transplanting everything, and through all these abilities that men would have, they would eventually be able to create a Frankenstein. We're not looking to create Frankensteins. We have created Frankensteins through the inoculations. We have taken a healthy human being that is Homo sapien. We have added other DNA coming from any other creature, and I think they call it transfecting. So you take a human being and you add to that human being other genetic material, and all that other genetic material goes through that individual system, and his DNA and his cells become Homo sapien plus whatever, an insect, whatever it may be. That is Frankenstein. You don't have to splice in anything. The splicing takes place in the DNA. You add something additional, like the genome or genetic the strands. We have in our DNA two strands, 2.0. Now we add a third strand. Now we're 3.0. Human DNA plus an additional strand of some other creature. Synthetic or actual, like DNA of a spider or who knows what. I can't think of any examples right now, and I have 100 examples. But what happens is now you're 3.0. You've added another strand to the DNA. You are no longer just human. You are human plus. This is what exactly they have done, and you don't destroy that type of biological technology, weapon, documentation. You save it to continue the work which we have done in not only Ukraine, but in the United States of America too. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.